If you have your Bibles with you tonight, the sheet's handed out. Wait a minute, I better wait a minute. Are we done? Okay. Open your Bibles to Titus. Titus, chapter 3. As we continue our study on the Holy Spirit, our helper, I don't know about you, but I really need the helper's help. He's our very present help in time of need. Amen. You know, when I was singing that song, the goodness of God, His goodness is chasing me, and God, the Holy Spirit, said, "Well, turn around and catch it." If you wouldn't run so much, I wouldn't have to be chasing you with it. Hallelujah. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Amen. So in Titus chapter 3, verse number 1, I'll begin to read there. "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, shewing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were, past tense, foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God and our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Tonight, we want to focus on verse number 5. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." So first we're going to look at The righteousness. Righteousness is seen. Amen. Now, the prophet Isaiah, before we go into this, the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 64, he says, "Our righteousness is like filthy rags." And the righteousness I'm talking about is the righteousness of Jesus Christ being manifested in through our lives. So it's seen. Psalms 85. Verse number 8, the psalmist says this. He says, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and her land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in the way of His steps. The steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in His way. Has His blessings been upon you? What's your garden looking like?" Amen. If you have a garden, your garden is looking good. Amen. This has been a super year for gardens, okay? Amen. He also says to us, not only is it seen, but it's sown. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, you all know it, so you might as well go to Hosea 10. I apply this scripture to my life just about every day. I'm reminded that every day I got to sow to myself Jesus Christ. I have to remind myself every day that I have to get me out of the way. Amen? Hello? Does anybody else have the issue with themselves? Amen? That's one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, is don't try to tell everybody else what to do. You learn what to do. And let your example lead and show. Amen? But He tells us to sow to ourselves in righteousness. When we sow in righteousness, we reap in mercy. He tells us to break up the fallow ground around our hearts because it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon us. Amen. I'm grateful that when God looks down from heaven, he doesn't see Carl. Amen. He sees his son, Jesus Christ. He sees the covering of his son. Amen. But one day, that cover will be removed and I'll stand naked in front of God. And that's, so I got to watch my P's and Q's now. Amen. Anybody with me? Amen. Has anybody else could have done something different today? Yes. Has anybody in the place could have reacted differently today? Has anybody in the room could bless somebody better today? Amen. Amen. You know, in other words, we're always on a journey, but we're growing and we're learning. Ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. The more closer we get, the more to Jesus, the more we look like him. Amen. So he says that this is also shared in Ephesians chapter 5. It becomes fruit. Verse number 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So we first, and we're talking about his righteousness. Secondly, in our text, we find about he talks about his regeneration, to regenerate. If you're going to regenerate something, you need to generate it again. The prophet Ezekiel was talking about the transplant in Ezekiel 36. Verse number 26, the prophet Ezekiel said it like this. He said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. You know, the Bible says and Jesus said in John 16, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears, that's what he speaks, and he will show you things to come. You know, as we're looking at this, I've got a new heart. Amen? Then you've got a new heart. There was a transplant. And with this transplant, it calls for a transfer. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Word of God says this. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Amen. We're to be sharing with everyone what God's done for us. Amen. Amen. How many did God bless in the place today? How many has a testimony of something God did for you today? I'm thanking God. He's constantly blesses us. If we would sit down one time and just take a note and pull out a pad and start thinking about the day and everything that transpired and took place, instead of looking at those few handicaps that was along the way or the few hiccups along the way, that you would find that there was more blessing than cursing in your day. Amen. In other words, and then if I can see that and get revelation of that, all of a sudden there's a different words that come out of my mouth. I'm not feeding the adversity. I'm feeding the advantage, and the advantage is Christ in me and Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. And we can do all things through Christ because he gives us the strength to do it. Amen. Amen. So this world needs to hear what we have to say. He's a good, good Father. Amen. That's who he is. And we are loved by him. That's who we are. Hallelujah. Look at the one next and say, God loves you so much. He loves you so much. I love you so much too. Amen. I love you. I love you. This much. Okay. You know, in the world that we live in, well, the Holy Spirit told me to go here. In the world that we live in, there's a perversion of love. And because of the perversion of love, men and women are afraid to be loved. But God says his love is pure. Amen? His love is pure. And when we allow God's love to flow through you and I, it comes through us without conditions because it's not about us. You and I, and our love, most of the time we put kind of some kind of condition on it. You look at me nice, or you say something nice, I'm going to love you. But if you curse me or say something bad, I'm going to have something else to say. But God says we're not to act like that. That's the way the world acts. Amen? And wait a minute. Stop justifying it. The Word of God says, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Amen. I can't keep comparing myself to try to justify when I'm wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. When you're right, you're right. Are you listening, Jimmy? So he says to us, it's a treasure. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, the Word of God says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unloved, unconditional love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which abideth, liveth and abideth forever. Amen? We're gonna allow the love of God to flow through our hearts and lives to others. That calls for us to do the renewing. The renewing of the heart. I love what the psalmist said in Psalms 51. Verse number 10. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So if this is going to be manifested in our lives, we got to change the head. Amen? I have Romans 12 for this. It's a familiar scripture, but it sure fit. It's like I had it. It fits, wear it. Shoe fits, wear it. The Apostle Paul says in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. What is our thought here in the renewing of our mind is what we're saying is we've been regenerated and the love of God is flowing through our hearts and lives to those that do not merit or do not earn it or it's not deserved. You know what blows someone's mind? When the love of God flows to them and they know they didn't deserve it. Amen? That's when it really works. Are you with me? So he says here, the heartbeat in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 15. The apostle says this. He says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. We're operating and moving. Amen. We've been regenerated. We've been restored. Amen. We've been renewed. Amen. Amen. I love the restoration that the prophet Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 30. When I'm thinking that the restoration, restoring. Verse 17, he says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. So what is he saying to us tonight is simply this. His righteousness is to be seen, is to be sown, and is to be shared with others. His regeneration, he's given us a heart transplant. He's given us a kingdom transfer. And he's given us treasure from heaven. Amen. His renewing starts at the heart, but goes to the head. There's an 18-inch journey. And it becomes the heartbeat. I wonder if it's exactly 18 inches. I always heard it was an 18-inch journey. The restoration. Amen? Amen? So what is he saying to you and I today? In our text today. He's reminding us. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's trusting in him. But according to his mercy, he saved us. What did he do? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I believe it's time for the church to become the church. Amen. I believe he's at the door. He's getting ready to come back. And it's time for the church to arise so the enemy be scattered. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth, the gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen. Can we just stand up and we'll close in prayer tonight? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in the room. I thank you for the plans and the purposes you have for every last one of us. Father, first and foremost, we cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, for we know that you care for us. So, Father God, those things that we're carrying that are weighing us down, that we have no business carrying, Father God, we choose, Lord Jesus, to release them to you. Your word declares not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So, Spirit of the living God, lift these burdens that people have been bearing. Lift them off the shoulders of your children, Father God. May they recognize and realize that your yoke is easy and your burdens light. So, Father God, as we're going out, may we run this race with patience, Father God. May we keep our eyes upon you, the author and finisher of our faith, and give you all praise and glory. Father, we're calling some family members that aren't serving you forth, Father God. No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father. Draw them. Draw them, Father God, and give us an opportunity to step in where you're at work and minister your love to them. I will never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen.